I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Man, you guys, it's been a while. I have been traveling around the world, as you know, interviewing for the Women in Tech podcast, but I am so thrilled to be on a call, a Skype, whatever you want to call it, whatever program I'm using with Reagan right now from Daiquiri, doing our LA Startup Spotlight. Hi, Reagan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell me a little bit about Daiquiri and your role in Daiquiri.
Sure. So Daiquiri is a Los Angeles-based technology company focused on delivering the promise of augmented reality everywhere. So a lot of people are familiar with virtual reality, but not as many are familiar with augmented reality, or they know it through something like Pokemon Go or those kind of applications. I'm the director of marketing communications. I was actually one of the first 25 employees, joined in 2013, but Daiquiri has been in LA since 2010, kind of changing the way we view the world.
And where in LA are you guys based?
So our headquarters is downtown. We have two floors in the LACS, Los Angeles Center Studio Tower.
Oh my God, what a great place.
Yeah, it's really cool to work with some really amazing, you know, engineers and computer vision scientists, and then walk downstairs and walk past the cast of Mad Men. It's like these two worlds together. So we're right downtown. We originally had offices in Santa Monica, but once we got to be about 18, 19 employees, we started looking to where we could grow. There just wasn't, you know, enough parking over there, and it was pretty crazy for a lot of folks to get to work because of the traffic. And so our CEO, Brian Mullins, wanted to find a location that was a little more central, that could take advantage of public transportation and then also had four levels of subterranean parking. So LACS worked out great.
Awesome. And why was Daiquiri created? What was the inspiration behind it?
So our founder, Brian, who is the CEO, he used to do training exercises as part of his training for the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. He was working with these giant supercomputers that were doing augmented reality docking instructions. So big cargo ships, when they're coming into port, there's a point where you can no longer see the dock because of the size of the ship. And so using augmented reality directions, arrows, and measurements, you can see where your ship is in proximity to the dock. Years go by, he was working with robotics and other different industries around Southern California. And in 2010, he was holding the newest version of the iPhone in his hand and realized he had all of the same processing power of those supercomputers from the late 90s, early 2000s in the palm of his hand. And he dropped everything and started Daiquiri.
How long ago was this?
2010. So we're coming up on our seventh year in June.
Congratulations. And how many people did you say you have? 25 or more people?
Oh, well, I was number 22 back in 2013. We now have close to 350 plus.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey. We did our Series A in 2013 as well. And then we've just kind of grown since then. We have a R&D lab up in Silicon Valley. We've got kind of our international headquarters where a lot of our EMEA sales folks are based in Dublin, as well as two more offices in the UK for some of our new holographic display technology. And then we have a computer vision lab in Vienna.
So you're really out of startup mode. This is more of an LA tech spotlight.
Well, we're kind of what we like to say in transition, right? You know, everybody grows up. And so we got that Series A from a really great investment group based out of Orange County. And they've been a terrific partner, but we just brought our developer edition of our hardware product, Daiquiri Smart Helmet, to market last October. And then we just announced Daiquiri Smart Glasses, the developer edition, at CES just a few weeks ago. So we're kind of in that sweet spot between, you know, not startup that's like still working in a garage, but not, you know, we're not GE yet. We're not one of these large scale companies. And we definitely want to wrap our arms around, you know, the LA tech community and stay part of that, because it's where, you know, a lot of our engineers have come from, or a lot of our where a lot of our product people have come from, you know.
Totally. Yeah. And that's really what I want to get into next. So you said that you raised money from Orange County, which is amazing, because they say that LA doesn't have enough venture funding, and then that you got a lot of your talent from LA. I would imagine a lot of those people came out of Pasadena. I mean, let's talk about a little bit how you're sourcing so much great support in the acceleration of your company from Los Angeles. What are you doing differently that other people maybe aren't, that's leading you to the right places?
So Los Angeles is really a great city for innovation. The mayor's office is behind tech companies in Los Angeles like no other government official in a lot of the cities in the country. You know, he really has been very supportive of not just us, but other LA tech companies. You're right. The talent pool here is excellent. And it's coming from across the board. We have people from the video game industry. We have people who worked on hardware like headphones, and we've had people come from SpaceX, from Beats, from JPL, from Boeing, from Raytheon. Like the people who have come here have all been from a myriad of different industries, and they all bring in different perspectives from where they worked before. That has been very exciting, and I think you can't beat the fact that there's, you know, sunshine most of the year. We're 15 minutes from the beach, an hour and a half from skiing. You know, a lot of folks want to come here and work at Daiquiri if they're not from Southern California originally.
Definitely. And are you able to share who your investor is in Orange County?
Yeah, we announced that back in 2013. It's Tarsadia Investments, and they're a really great partner. They've been very much involved in how we've moved from a company that was providing mobile applications and then software as a service platforms for creating your own augmented reality experiences, and helping us go and move into a hardware focused product line with the helmet and smart glasses. So I can't say anything but great things about them.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the helmet and smart glasses. Like, who is your end user?
Sure. So as I said, we started off developing custom applications for tablets and smartphones, and then we created a tool called 4D Studio that allows those customers to create their own experiences. Once their apps are built, they could just push new content to the apps. But what we discovered was we really wanted to focus on solving complex real world problems. And no one was kind of building the hardware that we wanted to work on. So we decided to build it ourselves. And we pivoted, which is a word that a lot of startups throw around. But we did. We pivoted the business towards focusing on Daiquiri Smart Helmet. And that product is really designed with field service engineers and other other types of workforces who are out there wearing a hard hat form factor, wearing safety glasses already, and who need these kind of tools to help do their job better, whether it's inspection or guided work instructions or even connecting with a remote expert who, you know, may be in a centralized location, but their field workers need that expertise out in the middle of nowhere. They can dial into that remote expert who sees through their eyes and guides them through the work process. And so that was our first product focused on really B2B, you know, oil and gas, high mix, low volume manufacturing, really like complicated, big jobs that needed to reduce human error and improve efficiency. Smart glasses is now the new form factor that kind of takes what we were doing out in the field and brings it into the office. So if you wanted to think about a full kind of start to finish ecosystem of how the products work, an architect could be designing a building using the glasses in office with some very high-end visualization. Really seeing a room before he builds it. The workers in the construction site are wearing the helmet to build the building to make sure that everything is lined up. And then someone like the inspector is wearing the glasses at the end of the project to make sure everything was done correctly.
Is there a way that people could connect with you online so they could get a visual of what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Daiquiri.com, Daiquiri.com has a myriad of information for you to look at. You could also fill out our contact form there and hit us up for more information. And then, of course, we're on all of the standard social media sites. You can get all of those through the website as well, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn.
And are you yourself on Twitter or one of those?
I am.
How can people connect with you directly?
I am on Twitter. I am just at Regan Wynne, R-E-G-A-N-W-Y-N-N-E. Happy to connect on there or LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. And before I let you go, I have a few more questions. Sure. One, why in the beginning did you guys choose LA and not other startup cities?
Well, so our CEO is from here. He grew up down in Orange County and worked in Long Beach as well as up in LA and parts of Pasadena. So he's been around Southern California for a long time. And loves it here. You know, his family was from here. And so when he started, you know, a lot of startups look to the networks that they already have. You know, founders look to the networks they already have, and so that's kind of how the ball got rolling. And then, as he was working on building the company, LA just still made sense. Like I said before, there's a lot of talent here that goes untapped, and once they see the products and see kind of his vision for where we want to take this technology and how it's going to, you know, improve people's lives, improve the way they work, remove kind of the limits that people have set upon themselves, because they'll have access to the information they need when they need it, where they need it. I think a lot of those folks were ready to jump in. And so, you know, there was no reason to go anywhere else. LA was just the perfect place for us to grow and develop the business.
Totally. And you're not from LA originally, right?
No, my dad was in the Navy, so I grew up all over the United States, but I've lived in LA longer than I've lived anywhere else. So I moved here.
What attracted you to LA?
Like I said, our company gathers people from a lot of different industries. I originally came out here for entertainment and, got very lucky that in the early 2000s, video became very, very cheap. And so I started my own production company and doing freelance work for agencies, went agency side for a digital corpcom company a few years back, worked there for a while, and then went client side back in 2013, because it was very interesting. They came into, Brian and one of his sales reps came into our company to pitch us on some of the AR technology back when they were still doing the mobile and tablet development as part of our offerings to our customers. You know, we would be doing live event production, video production, that kind of stuff, multimedia content. And we thought, oh, wow, this would be cool for someone in a trade show booth or someone in a sales presentation that could visualize, you know, the product right there in front of them without having to drag it in. But I saw the demo and I was like, hey, look, if you've ever got a chance for me to come work for you, please let me know. And a few months later, I was working at Daiquiri.
That's awesome. And we've brought up a ton in this conversation about how resourceful LA has been for Daiquiri. What are some resources for people listening that you would recommend they check out that are LA-based resources?
There's a lot of great meetups around here, and I think one of the things that I really like about the tech kind of culture here is that it's not like some of the other businesses that you see around LA, like where the entertainment industry, nobody wants to talk about what they're working on because they're worried somebody's going to steal it. I feel like the tech industry is way more like, no, tell me your idea. I've got my own idea I'm working on, and maybe I can give you some ideas, but I'm not going to take your idea. You know, like I don't feel like that happens at all. So I really feel like anyone who's kind of hustling and doing the kind of work that you're doing is willing to talk. We've had great conversations and early pilot programs with companies like Hyperloop and some of the other local tech companies. A lot of our angel investors before we got our Series A were based here and invest in a lot of the different tech companies, especially the startups. There really is a at least for getting up and off the ground, there's a great sort of support system if you know how to tap into it and follow podcasts like yours and some of the other social media out there.
Do you have any links that come to mind that people can go to?
Not off the top of my head. Sorry. There are a few meetups that I used to go to. We're actually starting a new AR Everywhere meetup, but that one's a little bit specifically to AR. But I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah, we've been growing as a company, and now we've been giving back and going and speaking at a lot of these events or hosting them in our offices, you know, smaller ones, but I've seen great pub crawls where they're from different tech headquarters.
Oh yeah, the Tech Zulu does an amazing tech crawl. Yeah, definitely, yeah. You guys, if you haven't done one of the Tech Zulu tech crawls, they're awesome. And if you want to find a lot of the meetups, you know, We Are LA Tech has the most comprehensive calendar of all the community events going on. So it's on iPhone. We also have it in beta on Android. To access the iPhone version, go to wearelatech.com/app, and then you could get easily all the events happening in LA. Also, what LA tech company or talent have you come across lately that has really impressed you? Like someone that you're like, whoa, I'm so glad that I discovered you're building this or that you do this.
You know, I think people don't give LA enough credit. And when they think tech companies, they're thinking maybe apps, or they're thinking software based. But I mean, think about like SpaceX. That's probably one of the coolest ones that I think we have.
Totally.
I mean, that blows my mind every other day. And we're lucky enough to have a few folks who cut their teeth there and who are now here, you know, in leadership positions. So I think that's a really big one. But I mean, even a lot of the game companies, not just in LA, but in Southern California, are trying to shape their culture to be more like tech companies. Riot Games is a good example. Whenever I see their company culture, I'm like, wow, okay. So they're kind of taking on the free lunch and the like the little coffee shop on their campus, you know, that kind of stuff. And so you see it with Hulu, you see it with Snapchat. I mean, they're all these companies that are based in LA, and everybody's thinking Silicon Valley, but we feel that LA is right on that list of top 10, maybe even top 5 tech companies in tech cities in the United States.
Oh, totally. Well, I mean, we pay obviously close attention, and it's amazing how big LA is getting for tech. And just in case some people don't know, what is SpaceX?
So SpaceX is a private company that is helping to build rockets, you know, to send satellites and cargo to the space station. Their main mission is of course to get us off of this planet and to get us to be a multiplanetary species. I'm paraphrasing. I would go to their website to get their actual mission, but it's, you know, the goal is that we're going to go to Mars. You know, the goal is that we're going to be not just living on Earth. And I think those kind of ambitious mission statements are things that people get behind. You know, it's very exciting. So SpaceX is just in my mind, a very cool company to watch.
Awesome. And one last question, Reagan, if you had one ask of the community, something that the thousands of people listening right now can do to support you and Daiquiri and your success, what would that ask be?
I think it's a rising tide lifts all boats, right? So the tech community needs to be supportive of one another. You need to go to these events. You need to be asking the questions that make us think, oh, maybe we're not telling our message right, or maybe we're not thinking about our product in a certain way. And I think everybody needs to kind of see what everybody else is working on. That's a really exciting way to get new ideas to come to mind, or to get a new way of thinking. And so that's in a general way. To speak specifically to Daiquiri's success, you know, check out what we're doing and familiarize yourself with augmented reality, because it's going to start and work. You're going to see it in the jobs either your friends are doing, or maybe the jobs you're doing in the next, you know, few years. And then it's going to proliferate into other places of your life. You're going to see it in your car. You're going to see it in your home. And I think familiarizing yourself with it so that you're not scared about augmented reality, but it's something that you realize is a value, you know, not like those videos where you see a ton of content spamming your glasses, but really valuable information that is relevant to what you're trying to do or accomplish. I think embracing that and seeing that is something that will make, you know, not just Daiquiri better, but everybody better.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing everything about Daiquiri with the We Are LA Tech podcast. It's been awesome to discover more about what you guys are doing, and I hope that everybody connects with you online or on the Twitter sphere or on email. I think augmented reality, virtual reality, all the realities, it's just where everything is going, and it's the new, or now the old, and now we're innovating the new. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you think about virtual reality as your sort of desktop computing experience, you know, you're locked in, you're doing your thing, you're separating yourself and kind of focused into this one world, then augmented reality is the new mobile platform. It's going to be like your cell phone. It's going to be out there in the world with you. So it's the new. It's the new smartphone. It's the new mobile experience.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. You guys definitely feel free to connect further with We Are LA Tech at wearelatech.com. Definitely, if you want to deeply immerse yourself into the LA Tech community, check out wearelatech.com/VIP. And you are always welcome to tweet at Esprit Devora. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.